This week, television networks renewed one of their most successful shows at the low price of just $2 billion a year. That's what it costs three outlets, CBS, Fox, and the satellite service DirecTV, to secure the rights to the National Football League. Joining me to talk football is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, these renewals will net the NFL a total of $11.5 billion for the years 2006 to 2011. It's hard to even think that far ahead, and they're not even done negotiating.
Yeah, the NFL cut deals for its Sunday afternoon and its satellite TV packages. They've still got Monday Night Football, a Sunday night cable package, and the possibility of Thursday and Saturday night games. So the financial rundown so far, Fox and CBS renewed their deals. Fox for $712 million a year for 6 years. That's a 30% increase. CBS for $622 million a year for 6 years. That's a 25% increase. Make that a total of $8 billion over 6 years for just the two TV networks. The DirecTV renewal is worth another $700 million a year for 5 years, $3.5 billion there, 75% more annually than now. So you add it all up, and at $2 billion a year, the NFL will get more than baseball, basketball, hockey, and NASCAR auto racing combined from their TV rights. And of course, there's more to come. Monday Night Football is currently on ABC. The Sunday night game is on ESPN. No deals for those yet.
Well, since you mentioned both ABC and ESPN, they're both owned by the Walt Disney Company. Why didn't Disney get their renewal done at the same time? It seemed like that would make sense.
It seemed like it would make sense, but they weren't prepared to negotiate, according to NFL officials that I talked to. One reason is Disney's own internal issues. They're looking for a successor to Michael Eisner. There's the trial over former President Michael Ovitz's severance package. And Disney also needs to figure out whether they want to keep Monday Night Football. ABC started this in 1970. It's a franchise for the network, but it's losing about $150 million to $250 million a year. Now, people I talked to said that Disney executives were surprised by the timing of the deals a year ahead of schedule, and they were astounded by the size of the pay increases that the networks agreed to. And now there are other networks out there ready to pounce if Disney doesn't move on this.
Well, if these networks and these outlets stand to lose so much money, why is there such interest in getting the NFL?
You know, CBS and Fox both claim that they will make money on the next TV deal. CBS says they made money this time around. A lot of analysts are skeptical, but the big advantage of having the NFL is that it's what's known as appointment programming. People tune in especially to watch the NFL. The NFL gets consistently good ratings, you know, even or up a little compared year to year. Obviously, they've declined over the long haul, but all of network television has, and the NFL has actually held up a lot better than other programming. So the networks know that they can book the revenue from advertising when they get the NFL. Another advantage, the Super Bowl. Each of the networks that have already signed up gets two Super Bowls between 2006 and 2011.
Well, Stefan, we've been talking about watching the NFL on television, but your column in today's Wall Street Journal notes that if you're actually in the stadium, it's quite a different experience.
Yeah, the video boards have become a huge source of not only entertainment, but live action, and it's starting to affect the game itself. Teams are getting very, very smart about manipulating the replays and the live video of the game that they're showing on these gigantic Jumbotron screens, and it's starting to affect the game. They put on replays when they know it'll help a team win a challenge, when they try to challenge a referee's call on the field, and they also put up these shots that actually help the players during the game. And the NFL is actually starting to look at how to monitor what teams do in the stadium during the game.
Well, it'll really be interesting if they figure out a way to actually put that in the picture-on-picture in the bottom of the screen in a home television set.
Yeah, and then maybe fans watching at home can vote on whether the referee made the right call or not.
There you go. Stefan, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis, he joins us most Fridays to talk sports and the business of sports.